All right, time for boots and salutes on this Wednesday morning. 938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727. Of course, the provincial budget was released yesterday. I don't know, again, not as painful seemingly as last year, but the number that really stood out, and it was pointed out to me by my 9-year-old. Do you realize, so we're going to have a deficit of $365 million this year.
Right.
That means that every single day this year, we're going to rack up $1 million debt.
That's pretty good math for a 9-year-old. Well done.
Well, it took him to point. I'm like, really? Wow.
That's a good point. That really drives it home, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're overspending by $1 million every day. Every single day.
You know, and it's tough to, for example, now you're teaching your 9-year-old about budgeting and how you can't spend beyond your means. And he's going, Daddy.
Yeah,
okay, well, practice what I don't look at everybody. Just
that's right.
Listen
that's
right. To me.
Good morning, Boots. Oh, sorry, we lost you. Boots and Salutes is at 938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727.
Hey, can I, on a slightly different topic here, I want to talk about Facebook yesterday because Mark Zuckerberg appeared before the Senate in the United States, and I was watching some of it and listening to some of it, and maybe somebody could have explained to these senators what Facebook is and how it works, because they sounded like a bunch of old men who just wanted this Zuckerberg kid to get off their lawn. They don't seem to realize that Facebook is not a right, that we somehow lived a fine life prior to likes and posts, and that's when we called people and even sent emails, right? I'm not talking about writing letters. I'm talking about before Facebook, we sent emails and stuff like that, and they were talking about, well, if not Facebook, what is there? Well, there's nothing. Like, you can live fine without Facebook. It's not a requirement. It's not a right by law, right?
Exactly.
And the information you give to them willingly. Now, Zuckerberg doesn't get off the hook either, because he said that they didn't understand their responsibility, which is a joke, because the only goal that they had was to utilize whatever data they could legally obtain in order to sell advertising. They were never concerned with my privacy.
Oh,
what they
no.
were concerned with is how they could manipulate my data so that they could sell advertisers, so advertisers could sell me a product.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that works.
Isn't it funny how money works?
Wow.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Good morning. As far as the budget is concerned, we could have cut that $365 million easily. All we have to do is shut down everything and cut everything. Then you see the whining and sniveling and everything else. It don't matter if we got a balanced budget, a surplus, or a deficit. People are never going to be happy in this country anyways. Thank you. And
oh, sorry. I thought you were done.
I thought he had one more thought. Hey, call us back, because yes. I'd be interested to know.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi there. I'd like to make a big salute today to my older brother, Peter Garbulik. He is retiring today from RUH, head of the X-ray department. Congratulations on close to 40 years from your brother, Mike, Christy, and two nephews,
Mitchell
and Rudd.
Right on.
Awesome. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just have a quick question. I don't know if you've heard anything about the SJHL. I just heard a rumor that it's going on and there's games in Nipawin Friday and Saturday. Have you heard anything or no?
They are going to have a conference call amongst all 12 team governors today, and they are then going to decide where they go with this. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. They said they were going to put it on, see what the Broncos wanted them to do, and I don't know. Any sports team isn't going to say to cancel the rest of the league for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nope. No, you know what? I don't know that there is a right answer, and I don't know whatever answer the SJHL comes to is certainly not going to appease everyone.
No. It's a very difficult situation.
It is very
absolutely
difficult.
Yeah.
I think there is some opportunity, though, for the WH or the SJHL to offer some healing and some closure to everybody with their next step.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, just to elaborate on my first comment there, we do have a deficit, but we did not shut down any schools or hospitals in the last how many years like the NDP did. We kept them going. We built new ones, schools and hospitals, and we are keeping this country rolling. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. We also have a $20 billion debt. That amounts to $2,000 for me, but then considering that only about one-third of the people in the province pay tax because A third would be on welfare.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, I got a opinion on this SJHL deal here.
What are your thoughts?
My opinion is the Broncos, say the Broncos lost, carry on with the season. You got to get back on the horse.
Thanks for the call. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I want to give a salute to somebody.
Go.
I want to give a salute to Mrs. Grocery. I called them really late. They gave me excellent service and looked.
Is that that unfortunately is a store, right? So we don't do stores, businesses, just
because it opens up the gate. Not that we don't want to compliment stores when they do good service, because we really, really do. But then you open up the door to people hammering unnecessarily on other people who may have been a misunderstanding or something. So we do appreciate your calls, and we're glad that you got good service.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, I'd like to salute my good buddy Dime and my good buddy Jagger. Keep pumping that oil, boys. Have a good day.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Why would you guys cut somebody off that was making a clear, truthful statement? And a third of the people are kids, so there's only a third of us paying tax. So that $2,000 that I'm paying is now six. It was $18 billion when Grant Devine got the boot. The NDP got it down to, I think, about 11 or 10, and then Calvert got the boot, and now he's got it back up to 20 again. Are they doing a good job?
938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Boots and Salutes, good morning. Hello?
Yes, good morning. Boots and Salutes?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. This whole arena debate downtown, I, per se, do not want to see an arena downtown. We had made that choice several years ago when SaskTel Center was built, about putting it downtown. Now, all of a sudden, we want an arena downtown. First of all, there is no way for traffic to flow in and out of downtown. As far as the transit system is concerned, they can't even get a simple bus route straight, let alone trying to handle a crowd, for instance, at a new downtown arena. If a ballot was to come out tomorrow, I think you know what the answer would be, how I would vote. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Just one quick thing is that it was 30 years ago that that decision was made.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess the NDP would sooner have us taxed to death and then throw a carbon tax on top of it, because we all know that they do want a carbon tax. So I think we're good the way we are. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to see an arena downtown and behind the police station. And as far as parking, there's a lot of property between the police station and the Robin Hood. So I think the parking and everything would work out okay.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I got a Texas-sized salute for my good buddy Ron. Get out there and get it today, bud.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. You know, according to the Fraser Report, they do an audit on the federal government. We're paying $103 million a day for interest. Is that okay?
Thank you, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning.
Yes,
how
go ahead.
Are you this morning? Yeah, this finance budget that come out, I would just like somebody to do some digging back in it here. We had one member of our legislature that had five cell phones when they got elected, and you and I are paying for these five cell phones. You know, one for her husband, one for two of her kids. And you and I are paying it. And then she got owned up on it here about a month ago and said it would cost $9,000 to dig back on the records. So if the person that wanted her to do this, they would have to pay $5,000 to dig back on the records. And the person that bid happened to be our finance minister. Isn't that amazing?
I honestly had never heard that before, so we'll have to leave it there. Phone lines are jammed. Call earlier. We'll get you on earlier tomorrow morning at 10 to 8 when we continue the conversation, talking to Dame St. James in Hollywood after 8 o'clock. Plus, keep listening for that hard-working song of the day. It's legendary, and it could make you a winner of thousands in prizes with our Springtail.